Good morning, everyone. Blessed Sunday to us all. And before we dive into these readings today, I'm sure many of you walked up to the, especially if you came to the front door, you saw the activity out front there. And because we have a fundraiser after Mass, which we are encouraging to participate in, and it's a fundraiser put on by the Knights of Columbus, and the funds will help Pro Ecclesia Santa, those sisters that we see here to help out our faith formation as well, and it's part of a fundraiser for their particular community, for their work, and for their mission. So hence all the activity when you first walked in, and the smell of that food, huh? And don't worry, it's when you walked in here, we didn't get new barbecue chicken incense for anything, so it's the barbecuing for out there. So praise the Lord. So please participate if you're able, and if you're hungry, like me. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As I'm sure many of you are aware, last Wednesday, our beloved Pastor Emeritus, Father Michael McFadden, passed away. He was our pastor here from 2001 to 2009. And of course, one of his crowning achievements here at the parish was remodeling of the parish church. And the reason why St. Mary's looks the way it does is precisely under his leadership. And his funeral will be celebrated here, presided by Bishop Soto, on the 25th of this month. And the entire parish community, of course, is welcome to join. And we'll announce it more as we get closer to the date on the 25th. He passed away from complications due to his dementia. He was here in town at a local memory care facility, taken care of by Deacon Rob and Sherry and many of our parishioners. And so it wasn't surprising at all. Father McFadden, before he became your pastor, in fact, was my pastor as a little kid growing up in South Sacramento at St. Charles Borromeo. Father McFadden, the Lord used in a very powerful way, if you permit me just to share a little. You know, when you're a little kid at Mass, you don't quite understand what happens. You know, your parents drag you to Mass, and you watch the priests, and we do all our Catholic things, and we're unaware of the rich symbolism, the rich history, and the power that unfolds before our eyes every single Sunday. And I remember as a nine-year-old kid, I was sitting probably at the fifth row, back from the front, and at that time, I was short, and I used to love, as a little kid at St. Charles, to put the kneelers down, and I would love to stand on top of it, just so the people around me would think that I was a little bit taller. Especially as men, we like to be tall, and if we're short, we're like, oh gosh, I'm under 6 foot. It's a sad story, but... And at one particular Mass, it was Father McFadden, he was celebrating it. And there I was, like a nine-year-old little boy, just watching Father McFadden. Because we all know Father McFadden had a great gift, didn't he? Like many Irish priests, he had the gift of storytelling. And even as a little kid, I didn't quite understand, but I was like, I like that guy, because I could actually comprehend what he was talking about. And he was a great storyteller, a great homilist, great preacher. And at that particular Mass, at 9 years old, not knowing what was happening before my very eyes, he was up here just doing his thing, as priests do. I don't know what he was doing, just around the altar. And at that moment, as a nine-year-old little boy, that pew, as I was watching Father McFadden, an idea suddenly just popped into my head. And this idea was, I can see myself doing that one day. I can see myself doing that one day. 9-year-old little boy, again, my family wasn't particularly devout at that time period. Yeah, we were typical Catholics coming to Mass every single Sunday, but we didn't know our faith. It was a very simple faith, especially as Filipinos. Again, culturally, we're Filipino. I mean, we're Catholic, but we don't understand. Many of us just come to Mass because our parents just drag us to Mass. My parents didn't put the idea of priesthood into my mind or anything, so it was an idea completely foreign, and it just popped into my head. Poof. Watching Father McFadden at the altar. That idea never left. And as we continue to grow up, you know, you go through school, you go through high school, and when you become an adult, you start asking questions. What am I going to do with my life? Or especially as a young adult, you start asking your question, like, do I still practice the faith? And especially if you don't know why we do what we do. Especially the challenges of a culture which does not support the faith. In fact, it is at points is diametrically opposed to all that we stand. Because the cultural peer pressure is not to be faithful. And so we all must come to a decision. Do I stay with Jesus? Watching Father McFadden and that idea popping to my head. It's a powerful reminder what Jesus says today in the gospel. When a scholar of the law comes to Jesus and he asks, Jesus, what is the most important law? How do I inherit eternal life? And this is a fantastic question. Because at the heart of it is, Jesus, how do I live well? How am I called to live? And Jesus here will quote the most famous Bible verse in all of sacred scripture. And it's Deuteronomy chapter 30. That whole book, chapter 6, all the way through 30. And what the book of Deuteronomy is, it is the law that God gave to Moses to tell the Jewish people. And he says this, Shema Israel Adonai, Eloheinu Adonai Chadad. In Hebrew, the reason why this is the most famous one, because Jewish people to this very day, they recite this prayer morning, midday, and evening. Why? You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all your being, with all of your strength, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And the reason why they repeat this and the wisdom behind this is because there is something inside of me which does not want to love God. We call this in theology concupiscence. It's one of the effects of original sin with Adam and Eve, what we inherited, is that we all have a tendency to do bad things. Every single one of us. And we're all aware of this. It's almost like there's a war in every single human heart. A battle for our souls. And the Jewish people understood this dynamic. Why, in their wisdom, brilliantly. If you were a practicing Jew, they recited this multiple times a day because I don't want to love God with all of my heart and all of my strength and all of my being and all of my mind. And I don't want to love my neighbor. Because why? Because my neighbors are irritating sometimes. They get on my nerves. If you walk around today, as well as this morning, if you walked around and you saw some teenagers that looked a little sleep deprived, they probably went on our mission trip we just got back from. So we just, for the past week, we took our youth group to Puerto Rico. Not on vacation. We took our teens, there's about 15 teens, five adult chaperones, and we went to Puerto Rico for a week-long mission. We stayed with a religious community and with other groups from the United States. So there was us from California, we're the biggest, and then a small group from Oregon, and another group from Wisconsin. And the goal of that mission trip was to help the local people of Puerto Rico, especially many of the locals still recovering from Hurricane Maria from a few years ago. And so we brought our teens there, and in the heat of the Caribbean, 90% humidity, no AC, we worked all day long in that tropical sun. Hardly any relief. If you ever slept in 90% humidity, we had no AC again in our rooms, and no matter how many fans that were blowing on us, you just lie there in bed in a pool of your own sweat, right? You ever sleep in one of those conditions? You don't really sleep, by the way. You just take a series of small naps throughout the day. And we would work all day long, scraping old paint, painting, cutting weeds, cleaning up garbage, you name it. All day long, no relief. And we get back to the house and we'd have a religious program, because it was run by a Catholic organization. We had talks, we'd pray, small group discussions. I mean, all day long, we're just going through, hardly any breaks. And then at night, hardly any sleeping. But we always began with Mass at 7 a.m. Yeah, we could have slept in. Yeah, we could have told the teens, yeah, just relax, take Mass off. No. And heroically, the teens showed up. They dragged themselves, they rolled into the chapel. Why? The daughter's the first commandment. To battle this war, we must strive to love God first. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, mind, and soul. Because we understood the dynamic that if we were going to help the people of Puerto Rico, you must first love Him. Shema Israel Adonai, Yelachinu Adonai Chadad. Shema Israel Adonai. Shema. If we want to be the best priests, husbands, fathers, sons, daughters, Catholics, and to defeat this battle that rages in every single one of us, every single day, and to not to fall into the temptation to fall away, we must first love God. We must choose Him. And then we will become better through God's grace. Better priests, better husbands, better fathers, better sons, better daughters, better neighbors. It's that simple. It's that simple.